really talking about when we talk about the law of attraction. We can't talk about vision without at least mentioning it. An oversimplified description of the law of attraction is that what you think and what you expose your brain to will become your reality. A lot of people believe that thoughts become things and that we are actually able to impact the material world with our consciousness. This idea is the basis for creating vision boards. For me, however, in order to understand and make use of the law of attraction, it's more important to understand the role of a part of your brain called the reticular activating system, or RAS. The RAS is made up of a bundle of nerves at the base of your skull. It serves as a filter between all that you see and experience and what actually gets through to your conscious brain. It prevents your brain from being overloaded with stimuli by picking out the most relevant information from your environment. The RAS chooses relevant information based on what it's been previously exposed to. So an example of how the RAS works will likely be familiar to you. Years ago, when I purchased my Toyota Tundra truck, all of a sudden, there seemed to be full-sized Tundras everywhere. Had hundreds of other people also decided to buy them at the same time I did? No, of course not. In this case, my RAS began to pick out Tundras among the thousands of other vehicles on the road and bring them into my consciousness because I'd recently exposed my brain to that particular kind of truck. A similar thing happens when you learn a new word that you've never heard before, and suddenly you hear it all the time. It's not that no one has ever used that word before you learned it. It's just that your RAS recognized it because of recent repeated exposure. Imagine that you're in a room where three different conversations are going on. Two of the conversations are about things you don't know anything about, and one is about horses or something else that you're familiar with. All three conversations are taking place at about the same volume, the same distance away from you. Which conversation are you most likely to hear and understand? You'll probably be able to more quickly pick out words from the conversation about horses than you will from the other two conversations. The same phenomenon could be demonstrated with different languages. Thanks to your RAS, your brain tends to identify things in your environment that resonate with things that you are familiar with. Within the context of the law of attraction, this means that the more you expose your brain to thoughts and images related to your vision and your goals, the more likely it will be to pick up information from your environment that resonates with your vision. Your experience will reflect what your RAS is picking up from your environment, and you'll be much more likely to see opportunities that you may not have noticed before. The same goes if you're focused consistently on what's going wrong, what isn't working, or on what you're afraid will happen. These will be most prevalent in your consciousness, and your brain will actually pick out things in your environment that will prove you right. You have the ability to choose your thoughts. During this session, as you construct your vision and begin to step into it, start to train your brain. Color your inner world with thoughts and ideas that support your deepest desires. I'm not asking you to simply think positive thoughts and do what I call putting whipped cream on dog shit. What I'm asking you to do is to trust the visioning process and begin to shift your regular thinking into possibility thinking. What occurs when your deepest desires come true? Have fun with this. An important part of visioning is the ability to share it. Involving others in your vision is the most powerful way to make it a reality. Learn to use language that gives people an experience of it. What does it feel like? Why is it important to you? Why is it important to them? Why is it important to the world? What will the results be, and what will be possible because it's happened? Choose carefully. Choose carefully who you share with. There will be people who are not where you are and who will not be supportive. I promise. We all have people in our lives who are more closely aligned with our inner critic than they are with our inner coach. Conversations with these people may leave you feeling discouraged, apathetic, or like, oh, here I go again, not able to accomplish my goals. Consider that these conversations are more about the other person than they are about you. Even those who love you the most may feel uncomfortable or threatened by the idea of you making changes. It doesn't mean they love you any less, and it's totally normal if you don't have anyone in your life to share your vision with. If that's the case, then find a coach or a mentor to help be a catalyst for you. This is really, really important. It's the people with whom you share your vision and your goals who can support you, hold you accountable, remind you when you get lost, and cheer you on. It does take a village, even if you're someone like me who likes to go it alone. I have a client who participated in my first ever coaching group for riders. During our first meeting, through tears, she told the group that her goal was to compete in a recognized novice level event with her horse, whom she'd rescued many years ago and trained herself. She'd never told anyone about that goal before, even though she'd had it clanking around in her head for years. So fast forward 1 year, she'd accomplished that goal and so much more. What she said about her experience is that by telling others about her goal, she legitimized it in a way that she had never been able to before. She finally was able to set aside funds for training. She made her goal and herself a priority like never before. She celebrated small wins along the way because others were there to celebrate with her, and she was able to build on those wins throughout the year. By being vulnerable and sharing her goal, she helped others be able to do the same with theirs. And out of the 10 participants in that group that year, 10 accomplished lifelong goals. This was not a coincidence. It was not a coincidence. Get your vision and your goals out of your head and put them out into the world. Okay, I want to talk briefly about how this program works. Many of us have deeply ingrained patterns when it comes to homework or what we perceive to be assignments. Most of us have come up through an educational system that encouraged us to evaluate and judge ourselves based on whether we completed assignments and how we did on those assignments. So for some of you, this means that you sit down and you get it done. And for others, it means you hem and haw and resist and fight and struggle and procrastinate and ultimately make either yourself or the assignment wrong. So one of the things that you will find over and over in boot camp is that action precedes inspiration. Not the other way around. All right, action precedes inspiration. If you want to participate fully in this program and get all the benefits that are available to you, then accept my invitation to take action first and expect inspiration and results later. Notice your resistance, which might come in the form of procrastination, judgment of yourself, judgment of me, or judgment of the program, and tackle it. Whether you do all the exercises in your training notebook or not has no bearing on who you are as a person or on how you're doing in this program. You can choose your own level of engagement according to the results that you desire. You are totally free to choose. I also want to give you right now some advice that past program participants have asked me to share. If you start to feel like you're getting stuck in a particular area, I'd like to request that instead of holding back and waiting to complete one session before you go on to the next, just move on. Listen to more audio recordings. Look at the pain points in your business and jump ahead if you want. I do recommend that you complete the foundation exercises in Module 1 fully in order to get the best results out of the rest of the program. But after that, you can follow your energy and go anywhere that your business needs you to go. And I'm always here for you to ask advice about that. So feel free to send me an email at jen@cadence-coach.com or go to the Facebook group and make an inquiry. go where your business needs you to go in this program. Thanks for being here with me for session one of Horse Biz Bootcamp. We'll see you in session two.